This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, despite my personal feelings of how last night's Knicks-Pacers game ended, it was one of the wildest finishes of these playoffs. A game in which the Pacers were down 17 points in the fourth quarter, down as many as 14 points with less than 3 minutes remaining. But the Pacers, as we saw in the Cavs series, remained resilient and made the comeback here. And they left New York Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau in quite a state in the post-game press conference.
They can score the ball. You know, Nesmith got loose. Haliburton hit big shots. You just can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe.
I mean, Nesmith going 8-9 from three, and that barrage in the fourth quarter and overtime was just insane. I mean, we saw the exact same stuff happen to us. That is what is so crazy. This game was a breakneck pace to start. Nobody was missing. The Pacers came out just totally calm, just ready for the... you know, we talk about so many teams, especially in Cleveland sports history, not ready for prime time. Like, where did this Pacers team come from that they are unfazed by anything? Because they came out total control. And then the Knicks battled back. But the one thing we saw against the Cavs, the Pacers, they absorb every attack. And then they counter.
I think the two biggest things are that, number one, they had this playoff experience before getting the conference finals last year, winning game 7 in New York. And number two, you have a championship head coach in Rick Carlisle, who has been kind of forgotten among championship head coaches, but because it's been so long, but he's still right up there.
Saved his challenge for the end of regulation. Had he not have had the challenge, he would have lost the game.
Yep.
That was huge, too, because they were able to steal a possession based on a bad call. I do think this series, though, I think people are like, oh, the Pacers are going to cruise. I think this series is going to be...
Well, game 2 is a must win.
Long, bloody...
Game 2 is a must win.
Yeah, for the Knicks.
Okay.
I don't think if you go back to Indiana, I don't think you're salvaging both games like we thought the Cavs could do before getting blown out in game 4.
The way to put it, I mean, Lima and I are the must-win merchants.
Happened
Mitch
yesterday.
It happened yesterday on the phone while you were in the library with baby Izzy as we were talking must-win.
It's definitely more of a game to must-win than like Minnesota for Oklahoma City. Minnesota could go down 2-0. I think they could still go back against OKC.
Okay. That's weird because I would say that OKC is the better team of all of them.
I think they're the best team out of all four of them right now.
So why would it be easier for Minnesota to come back?
Because Minnesota, I think, is better than the Knicks. Well, closer to the Thunder than the Knicks and Pacers level would be. I'm trying to get that calculated in my head as I currently speak.
I don't agree with that. I think the Knicks and Pacers are more closely put together than what the... But I think the difference is negligible. Either way, I don't want to get you bogged down.
That's all right.
On ahead.
That's all right. Yesterday's game... The game and a half yesterday was a bit of a bog in that cold, dreary Minnesota weather. But we got some Guardians baseball in, and it started bad. We lost on a walk-off on a Cody Clemens 6-5 loss. That put the Guardians losing streak to 5 games, which was immediately snapped by a 5-1 victory for the Guardians. Carlos Santana had 2 home runs throughout the 2 games yesterday, and a big start from Gavin Williams, who went 6 innings, 6 strikeouts, only 2 hits, 1 earned run.
Needed that.
Stephen Vogt talking about Williams' start.
We needed it. You know, this is 2 years in a row in Minnesota. He's come out and been the stopper. You know, Gavin steps up for us, and it just shows you a lot about who he is. I thought, you know, the mix of the fastballs, you know, threw a couple sinkers, cutters, along with the four-seam, and Hedgie called a great game for him. So really, really pleased with Gavin.
Not just for Gavin's sake, you needed to stop that losing streak.
Yeah, they had 6 games. It was starting to get pretty desperate. It was starting to get pretty damn desperate. And then they're down by what they started out.
They were down 5-2 in the ninth inning,
yes.
In game one.
And it was a nice little comeback there. And then the Cade Smith conversation. I almost called him Cody Allen. Cade Smith conversation. That's done. Are we having that? Not like
him as the closer.
Yeah, like the whole, well, he's got to replace Emmanuel Clase. Like the people are awfully silent about that.
Especially the hey, let's just swap their roles conversation. That can be
because
that can die right now.
Because to me, and Owen's going to agree with this. That's as silly as the swapping out offensive lineman. Like, oh, it plays guard so he can play left tackle. It's like, no. You can't just swap out roles. So you have to hope, especially now, you have to hope that Cade Smith can get his control back, and he will, or just get his being able to stop people back because he's clearly throwing strikes if he's getting hit around, and that Emmanuel Clase continues to return to some of that form that we've been able to know him of. I don't know if he's ever going to be as dominant as he was over the last couple of years because eventually the book is out on you with a lot of closers, but you're hoping that he can return to some form because this is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Again, this is a pivotal weekend here. You have a series here coming up with the Detroit Tigers on the road starting tonight. And then, of course, you welcome in the Los Angeles Dodgers to start off next week. I mean, this is a pivotal moment for the Cleveland Guardians.
And just the Gavin thing, it's been a roller coaster throughout the season. But for him to come through in that way, at least gives you some optimism, because had he have gotten roughed up yesterday and that losing streak continues, you would have been feeling very, very bad about their state of affairs.
I mean, they're in fourth place right now. Minnesota in second place currently in the AL Central. Also in baseball yesterday, we talked about David Fry's recovery yesterday in Akron. Yesterday in Columbus, another Guardians player making a splash.
High fly ball, deep left field. A.B. See you later. Lane Thomas joins the home run hit parade. And the Clippers now lead it 10-1.
What if I told you guys that was one of 5 2-run home runs that the Clippers hit in that third inning yesterday?
I'd say bring it on. That's awesome.
But Lane Thomas getting himself back into the mix, which is desperately needed for the Guardians lineup.
Did you better believe it.
I'd say G-H-I didn't know that.
Did you ever say to anybody, Owen, because I saw a particular look of disgust on your face, did you ever say when you were younger, this is an A and B conversation, please see your way out?
Every day of my life.
I mean, it was never ending.
Moving on there, bud.
Sounds a very 90s saying you just said there. Finally, we had some audio yesterday from Up and Adams on FanDuel with Kay Adams talking to new Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders. And Sanders talking about his experience through the quarterback room right now, naming some names for the Browns.
We all different characters. It's funny going there and seeing Joe every day. At first, I'm like, wow, I'm really with Joe Flacco right now. Like, we're on the same team. That's cool. And then, of course, with Kenny, the experience he had being in the league for these years, it's cool just seeing the process of it. And Deshaun, of course, he's active in there. He's in all the meetings, so it's cool talking to him. You know, outside the room, people try to put us against each other, but like inside the room, like we know we won.
He's in the meetings together. It's cool talking to him.
Has it been hard for him to memorize all the names of the quarterbacks he's competing with? Oh, there's another one. There's another one. Boy, this is a very crowded room. Somebody get the air conditioning going in the quarterback room. It's getting kind of hot in here. Yeah. There's 20 of us. It has to be so weird.
I mean, there's five of them, for crying out loud. Fine. If you want to throw in the other guy, fine. There's five of them. Like,
he at least said his name.
Like, there's not a lot of DBs. Like, are there more DBs or are there more quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns? Like, only one can play the position at the time. Like, you can't just be like, well, he'll play nickel. Like, you can't do that.
So
no.
Here's the thing. He seems to have such a good attitude about this. And it does seem like if ever there was a way to humble the Sanders family, which, you know, I thought was a little ridiculous, too. I think all these guys get humbled the minute they come into the NFL and have to learn how to compete and how to go out there and win a job. But with all that said, like, right now they're all happy-go-lucky. At what point does that turn to competition?
This is getting like, to be...
Can you do it being a...
July 24th.
Like, can you come in and act buddy-buddy with everybody? Or at some point does he have to flip a switch and try to compete because he's... He's got to try to take the job.
I think you're already doing that with the buddy-buddy, right? You're starting to plant the seeds of, hey, we're getting ready to get into it.
Yeah.
If like, you plant, it's Survivor quarterback edition.
Like, honestly, can Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, can they both be so cool throughout this whole process? Or does there have to be an edge at some point?
If you're Dylan Gabriel, you're probably sitting there going, why the hell did you draft me? What?
Of course you are.
If Deshaun Watson is any sort of serious, like Mary Kay's going to come on, and who knows what she is going to say, but I feel I'm not going to like it at 8:22 about Deshaun Watson being part of this mix with quarterbacks in 2025. But if you're Dylan Gabriel, it's like, what is the point? What was all this for? Like, you would, if you're Dylan Gabriel, how many other situations would you like to be in? As much as I think that this quarterback job, it's as good an opportunity to start immediately as basically anybody in the NFL. It's also like, man, it could have been a little bit better here because now you got five of these guys. How are you going to divvy up these reps with the four of them? The other guy ain't going to do anything in training camp, but still, how are you going to divvy up the reps with the four of them? What do I do if this guy is going to be some sort of a viable option when he's in the building? What is this? What the hell is this?
This is the end of About Last Night.
Outstanding. Just as soon as I thought I knew the answer, Mitch changed the questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.